Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that laypeople can arm themselves with truth in the fight against the evil that is neo-Darwinism. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. And right now, your first two episodes are free. Order now at crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, March 31st, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E, tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. The U.S. had a big number Monday, 3,000 coronavirus-related deaths. And the streets are turning the numbers out just as quickly, with workers being released from their jobs all over the country. There's a new hoarding sensation going on right now, too. Pet food. It started this weekend. The U.S. hit a grim milestone Monday after health officials announced the 3,000th coronavirus-related death in the country, with about 900 from New York City alone, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. New York is currently the U.S. epicenter of the virus, with over 67,000 cases. Over a third of all deaths in the country have occurred in New York, and 75% of all Americans have been told to stay home as much as possible. USNS Comfort, a Navy hospital ship with 1,000 beds and 12 operating rooms, arrived in New York Harbor Monday, which could be ready to take patients as soon as today amid a growing strain on healthcare workers in the city. New York's Empire State Building was lit up Monday night. It's going to stay that way throughout the COVID-19 pandemic to honor medical workers and first responders. Boy, some sad news for retail workers. Macy's furloughing a majority of its 125,000 employees because of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. It sunk sales and forced it to close its stores. The company said Monday the pandemic has taken a heavy toll on its businesses. Macy's also owns Bloomingdale's and Blue Mercury. They closed all of their 775 stores in the United States earlier this month to slow the virus from spreading in crowded areas because of laws in some states that said that, you know, retail stores and businesses had to close. Also, it looks like the Gap and Kohl's is furloughing workers as well. And it doesn't end there. The Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington is going to stop paying their musicians, despite expecting to receive that stimulus money, $25 million in aid from the coronavirus national stimulus package, which we're not sure how that money got in there. But it is in there, and you'd think that since they're getting so much money, they'd be able to pay the workers, but they're not going to be able to do that, and they're also not going to be able to get their health care benefits at the end of May. If the center remains closed, they're still not going to be able to get their benefits. This according to the Washington Post, which first reported the pay stoppage. Coming up, our saint of the day. He was a street preacher, proclaiming the word any place he could find people. Quote of the day: our Lord wills that you cling to him alone. If your faith were greater, how much more peaceful you would be, even when great trials surround and oppress you. St. Paula Fresinetti. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, coffee is good for talent, but genius wants prayer. Well, that's funny, because when I finish morning prayers, I do want coffee, and what little genius I have tells me to choose Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and bagged by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to MikeChurch.com/coffee. That's MikeChurch.com/coffee, or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Our saint of the day is Saint Benjamin. He was a martyr, and his feast day is March 31st. He was also a deacon, and he was imprisoned for a year because of his faith. He was released on condition that he never, ever speak about Christianity where he could be heard by any of the royal court. So Benjamin then decided, well, I'll become a street preacher. And he proclaimed the word any place he was able to find people. For his obstinate evangelization during the persecution of King Varnus, he was arrested, tortured, and martyred. And they decided they would impale him on a stake. in 424 in Persia. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown said he wouldn't close the doors of his Tampa, Florida megachurch until the end of times begin. Well, the police decided, you know, we're not going to wait that long. So Monday, Florida Sheriff's deputies arrested the evangelical pastor who continued to host large church services despite public orders urging residents to stay home to help contain the spread of the novel coronavirus. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister said Howard Brown has been charged with two counts, unlawful assembly and a violation of health emergency rules. Both are second-degree misdemeanors. Cronister said at a press conference on Monday, Florida has more than 5,200 confirmed coronavirus cases and at least 63 deaths, according to the state health department. In a statement posted March 22nd on its website, the church claims that closure orders violate religious freedom. Boy, along with toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and groceries, shoppers are now stockpiling something different. Food and toys for their pets during the coronavirus crisis. Dog food sales spiked 54% and cat food sales increased 52% for the week ending last Saturday. Come on, people. Compared with the same period last year, according to Nielsen's most recent data, sales of pet supplies rose 24% during that stretch. Cheerio maker General Mills, which also owns Blue Buffalo Pet Food, noted last week that sales have spiked. People love their pets. They want to make sure that they take care of their pets. According to General Mills CEO Jeff Harmerming, he told analysts that pets are not eating more than they used to, but their owners are panic buying for the long haul at big retailers like Walmart and Costco, as well as pet stores like Petco that remain open. Petco said its sales have increased as shoppers stock up on essentials. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.